Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement. Hello, this is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard Pacific Air Flight 6309, flying nonstop to Singapore. Our estimated flight time today is approximately 6 hours and 30 minutes, but with a strong tailwind, we could be arriving in about 6 hours. We will be cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet, and I will be alerting you to any geographical points of interest we may pass on the way. I would remind you that smoking is prohibited on all Pacific Air flights and ask you to fasten your seatbelts and return your seats to the upright position prior to takeoff. Number 71. Where is the speaker? Number 72. How might they arrive ahead of schedule? Number 73. What instruction does the speaker give? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
The public relations staff plays a pivotal role in the success of any business. More often than not, a potential client's first impression of a company is formed not from an experience with that company's products, but from their initial contact with the company's public relations team. Yes, it's true that we need to be friendly, and yes, it's also true that we need to be motivated. However, the most important thing for me is our ability to communicate effectively. Granted, some people are naturally better communicators than others, but these are skills that can be learned with the proper training. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why we are here today.
Number 74. In what field do the listeners work? Number 75. According to the speaker, how are initial impressions commonly formed? Number 76. What does the speaker emphasize? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following news report.
In business news, the government today announced record highs in automobile sales for the month of September. Several manufacturers have recently released a number of new models, which has helped to spur sales. Included in those new models are the new, fuel-efficient hybrid cars, which have proven exceptionally popular with consumers in light of skyrocketing oil prices. Analysts predict, however, that a new billing requiring car makers to include certain safety features in all new automobiles beginning in January of next year will ultimately have a negative effect on overall car sales, as it will drive up the cost of production, which ultimately translates to higher prices for the consumer.
Number 77. To what does the speaker attribute the higher sales figures for September? Number 78. Why are hybrid cars so popular? Number 79. Why will car sales go down next year? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following report.
The new terminal at Bridgeport train station is nearing completion and should be functional at this time next week. Until then, travellers need to be aware of road closures and detours in the area as construction is still ongoing. A plan to expand the parking area is currently in the works, but local officials doubt that groundbreaking on any new projects at the station is at least 2 years away. The terminal features electronic display boards announcing arrival and departure times and a newly renovated lounge for people awaiting connections.
Number 80. When is the terminal scheduled to open? Number 81. What plan is being considered? Number 82. What happened to the lounge? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk. Colleagues and friends, before we leave, I'd just like to say a big thank you to you all for attending this year's symposium and making it the best attended event in its 12-year history. I would also like to thank our workshop coordinators, Brian Hughes and Cynthia Trotman, for their tireless efforts over the past 5 days. I hope you all learned as much from the workshops as I did. Finally, I'd also like to thank our keynote speaker, Dr. Sidney Mauvois of the Cheltenham School of Business, for his insightful look at modes of research in economics. Congratulations, everyone, on making this the most successful conference to date. I look forward to seeing you all again next year. Number 83. What is the speaker doing? Number 84. How long has this event been going on? Number 85. Which of the following is true about the conference? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following recorded message.
You have reached the offices of Heath Office Supply, conveniently located on West Hastings Street in the heart of Yorktown. We are sorry that there is no one available to take your call right now, but we will be open again on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Business hours for the shop are 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays, and on Saturdays from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Beginning in April, we will also be open from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Please stop by to see our incredible selection of office supplies and take advantage of our monthly specials. We are now featuring reduced prices on our entire stock of inkjet printers and keyboards. Thank you for calling. We hope to see you soon.
Number 86. What kind of business has recorded this message? Number 87. Where is this business located? Number 88. What items are currently on sale? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all passengers. All flights bound for New York, Washington, D.C., and Boston have been grounded due to a large storm at the northeastern American coast. Flights to Sacramento and Los Angeles will experience a 15-minute delay while all other flights are on schedule. Flights coming in from Melbourne, your baggage claim has been shifted from Carousel 8 to Carousel 12. All refrigerated and fragile baggage can be found at Carousel 4 or at the Special Baggage Claim Office. For anyone requiring assistance, proceed to our baggage claim office or look for our baggage assistants dressed in red. We would also like to inform those of you interested in a downtown tour that our Vancouver tour bus can be found at our south exit, leaving four times a day at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. They make drop-offs at all major hotels in our downtown area and also to all resorts and shopping centers. Thank you for using our service.
Number 89. Where is the airport located? Number 90. Which destination cities will experience delays? Number 91. What can be found at Carousel 4? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Several of you over the past few weeks have told me that you know that our products are better than those sold by the competition, but you are nonetheless having difficulty selling them to our clients. Here's my advice. First, avoid making lengthy presentations. Be concise and focus only on the most important points. A long-winded explanation gets boring very quickly. Second, know your audience. Study them. Learn about what's important to them and give specific details on how our products will help them. Any information you can get about an audience before presenting to them will be really beneficial to you. And finally, address people by name whenever possible. This will put them at ease and make you seem far more approachable. If I can be of any further assistance in my capacity as supervisor, please don't hesitate to ask.
Number 92. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 93. What does the speaker instruct the listeners to emphasize? Number 94. Why does the speaker advise addressing clients by name? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following speech.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First, I would like to thank you for allowing me to give you this presentation on behalf of my company, Office First. All of you are familiar with the major brands of First Copy and Copy Fast. Well, our company is fast becoming competitive in the industry of office supply. We offer the exact same products as our leading competitors, but we give more personal attention to our customers. We can be reached 24 hours a day, and we have no automated answering machines. We have people who will respond to your requests. We also guarantee next-day delivery on all major purchases. None of our competitors can offer either of those services. Best of all, we offer many cross-promotions with major companies like IBM and IKEA. Purchases with our company will amount to discounts whenever you buy with IBM, IKEA, and our newest cross-promotional partner, LG. When you choose us as your exclusive office supplier, you're also getting the best in computers, furniture, and flat-screen technology. Choosing us is like choosing numerous suppliers.
Number 95. What can the presenter offer that other suppliers can't? Number 96. What relationship does Office First have with IBM? Number 97. What does Office First offer 24-hour delivery for? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement.
Hello and welcome aboard Ocean Go Ferries. Our sailing time to Gregor Inlet today will be approximately 1 hour and 40 minutes. A buffet brunch featuring a wide selection of hot and cold entrees will be available in the upper lounge, located directly above the cafeteria. The cost for adults is $14, half price for children under 18. Passengers are asked not to venture onto the lower decks while the ship is in motion. Smoking in the vehicle bay is strictly prohibited. We invite passengers to sit outside on the passenger decks and enjoy the scenic beauty of the coastal terrain.
Number 98. Where does the speaker work? Number 99. About how long will the trip take? Number 100. When are passengers not allowed to go to the lower decks?